The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Cabinet plans, hormone replacement therapy or HRT will be made available to women from January. However, the pharmacists estimate that the free HRT scheme will actually cost women, could be anywhere from maybe €20 up to maybe €1,000 every year. To explain all of this, I'm joined by Sheena Mitchell, pharmacist health advocate from Wondercare.ie and the Wondercare podcast. Sheena, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the minister announced free HRT. What's the problem? Because it seems kind of clear. Free HRT products, end of.
Yeah, it does. And I think in the context where we have a free contraception scheme that is actually free, a lot of people are interpreting the free HRT scheme to mean that they will have no cost associated with accessing free HRT.
Okay, just go back to the contraceptive scheme. If you're on the pill, is everything free from the, you go to your doctor, the doctor, you don't pay a GP fee?
Yeah, exactly. So the whole process, and I have to commend Stephen Donnelly on the introduction of the contraception scheme, because it has broadened access to women's healthcare and helped to reduce some of those inequities that us women face. So when a woman presents to their GP to get access and discuss contraception, they can first of all have that consultation free of charge. Then when they go to their pharmacy to collect their prescription, the cost of the drug is covered plus the pharmacy fees are covered.
Okay, so it's absolutely free unless the GP feels that the person, for whatever reason, might have to see a consultant.
Yeah, but that even still, to be honest,
you know, if the endometriosis or something like that, they'd have to go to a consultant and that may not be free.
Yeah, like if it's not clinically appropriate, you know, if it doesn't fall under the parameters. And obviously, at the moment, that has been implemented for women up to the age of 35. And I know that Stephen Donnelly does hope to expand that with time. And, you know, that's really positive news. And there's also the positive news of increased IVF accessibility. But unfortunately, the reality of the free HRT scheme is it's not free access to HRT for women.
What are the costs involved then for women?
OK, so the costs vary. And half of the problem is with this is, first of all, and the minister has said that it is only the cost of the medication that is being paid for free by the state.
Yeah, because the law says the free HRT products.
Yeah, so the law says the HSE shall make available without charge menopause products for women. And women are interpreting that to mean that they can have access to free HRT. But it's only free access to the HRT products.
So what are the costs then that are likely? So you may or may not, depending on whether you have a medical card, get free GP care. But if you don't have free GP care, you pay your GP.
So I'm going to give you a rundown of the different kind of patient costs. So if you are a medical card holder, you're paying roughly anywhere between approximately €18 to €534 per year. That is broken down by a prescription levy. If you just have one item, it'll only cost you €150 a month over the year. And then the higher end, €534, reflects a really important point in this scheme. It reflects that oftentimes for the past 3 years, we have not had access to reimbursable HRT products. That means that they are ones which don't currently have a license in Ireland. Pharmacists then have to procure them from other countries where they are licensed. So these medications are absolutely safe for use and fit to purpose, but they're not on the HMSE reimbursement list. And as a result of that, if a medical card holder comes into my pharmacy and they're looking for an estrogen patch, and I have an estrogen patch that's available in another country, and I'm satisfied with the product safety, I still have to charge them the full price of that medication.
Because it's not cleared by the HSE for reimbursement.
Exactly.
Isn't the solution to that problem to get all of these products, if they are truly safe, reimbursable?
Yeah. Now, that is complicated in itself because there is costs associated with that for drug companies in terms of licensing their medication with the HPRA. And so that has been a big
issue. I mean, I've an issue with this. If the HPRA does not license a product, no woman should be given it.
The problem with it is that no woman would then have access to health. And actually, this does not.
So what happens if something goes wrong? Now, I'm not saying there's any likelihood of something going wrong with some hormone replacement therapy. But if it's not licensed and something goes wrong, who carries the can? The pharmacist who prescribed it?
The pharmacist and the GP share responsibility to ensure that medication is safe for the patient. But to be honest, there is broader issues. Well, I'll explain, because I know, you know, people are kind of going, well, how could it cost 1,200 a year for HRT? And I think that it's important to realise that GP care obviously is one thing, but a lot of GPs are referring patients into specialists, so menopause specialists who maybe are operating off more up-to-date guidelines and again off licence. Okay, so they are following things like the British Menopause Society guidelines, which are very robust and approved by NICE. So these are good, robust guidelines that represent best patient care. So the patient then goes to their specialist, they get prescribed medication to relieve their symptoms. They then have to, so that could cost them anywhere up to about €400 a month. Okay. Then they may or may not need bloods done, and that is dependent on age in accordance with the guidelines. Then they have to pay pharmacy dispensing fees of anywhere between 78 and €234 a year, depending on the number of items that they require over the year. And then if you face a shortage for one or two of those items, which is commonly the place, you're talking about an additional approx average €20 per product, so 240 to 480 a year. So that is where the figure of 1,224 comes from. It is not fabricated. It is a reality for a lot of patients. But there are other issues with this other than just cost. And I suppose the thing is, the first I heard of it as a pharmacist and as a woman was when it was announced in the media. And the pharmacist side of me kind of went, wow, amazing. This is actually really great. Can't wait to see the detail. And actually, because pharmacists had said to, you know, the Department of Health that we're actually not able to take on any more services until we have our legacy issues dealt with, I thought, great, the negotiations have ended and we're moving forward to implement the pharmacy task force plan to help raise and elevate standards of community care and primary care. And I'm excited about that, Pat. Like, that's something I've been championing for. So I thought, great, we've ended the negotiations. We're able to move forwards in a positive way for patients and for pharmacy. But then when I started to look for the detail, like, there's no detail of even what products are going to be covered under this scheme, what they're going to do about the unlicensed medicines. We don't even know if we're going to have an IT scheme to facilitate the reimbursement of this, you know, in 2 months' time, less than 2 months' time. And I've surveyed nearly 282 community pharmacists. And out of those 282 pharmacists, as it currently stand, zero of those people intend on rolling out free HRT come the 1st of January, because it's not feasible to do so.
Okay, but if they did join up, they would still be charging the prescribing fee, would they not?
Yeah, absolutely. But actually, because of the other areas, it's not just about charging the patient the fee. We don't want to have to do that. And I suppose this whole, by the name being so similar to the free contraception scheme, it's led to a really bad, incorrect perception.
No, but hang on a second. If anyone is going to get HRT from you, they're going to have a prescription, are they not?
Yes.
It's up to them how they get it, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Whether they've got a free service from their GP because they're on the GMS scheme, or whether they have to pay.
Yes.
So the first thing that, before you get involved at all, you will have to get a prescription.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get our prescription. The patient,
and then you can fill it out very easily. I
know, but the problem at the moment on the 1st of January is patients are going to come into my counter and say, it's free. And then I'm going to have to say, well, no, actually, it's not.
Okay, well, that's part of the reason you're here, is to let people know what the likely costs are. Now, the minister, you know, he was very clear about what he was doing. He said he was giving these products free. The product's free, not the whole service free, although that may have eluded some people. He said in all his press statements that it was quite clear it was the products. And he said he had two choices: to limit the scheme to certain age groups and also include dispensing fees and GP fees, or alternatively, introduce the scheme for all women and cover the costs of the medicine, the patches and the coils, but not cover GP and pharmacy fees.
Yeah.
They were the choices he made, and he made the latter choice.
Yeah, and that is fair enough. But I suppose as a community pharmacist, we have clearly stated that there are legacy issues which mean that we can't take on extra administrative burden. So pharmacies aren't able to facilitate this scheme as it stands. And in addition to that, what would be wonderful to continue Minister Donnelly's strong legacy in women's health would be to form an integrated women's health plan as proposed by the Irish Pharmacy Union to combine the HRT and contraceptive scheme. And this would actually mean, you know, equity in care across all age women. And that is something community pharmacists, of course, want to see.
All right. Sheena Mitchell, pharmacist, health advocate from wondercare.ie and Wondercare Podcast. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.